says he's getting old. We like to say he's aging gracefully. It's Taking the Lead with Ray Gustafson on News Talk 94.9 WSJM.
8:12 on Taking the Lead. Welcome to your Monday, August 5th, 2019. And it's time for Monday Morning Money Talk with United Federal Credit Union. Director of Mortgage Sales, Cameron Morris, joins us live this morning via the telephone. Good morning, Cameron. How the heck are you, my friend?
Hey, good morning, Ray. Happy to be here.
Glad to have you here on this nice, what's turning out to be a nice morning. So, you know, a topic you and I have talked about, or a couple of topics you and I have talked about many times, and it seems to me, in talking with you before we went on this morning, Cameron, that there's a little confusion about things to avoid before and during the mortgage process. Is that right?
Absolutely. There's a number of different things, depending on your personal scenario, as well as, you know, what your future goals are that you may want to avoid before and during your mortgage process.
So what are some things that you want to avoid or not necessarily do during your mortgage process? Now, this is, let's clarify this. When I say, what do you mean when you say during the mortgage process?
So during the mortgage process, you know, we can define that as you are currently pursuing a purchase of a property or possibly a refinance of a property. That means that you've gotten with your mortgage lender and you've started the process. You've ordered your appraisal, your title work, and you're basically trying to get everything that you need. This is during the kind of the gathering phase of the process, where you're going to get ready to go to underwriting. And, you know, a lot of people hear that word all the time. It's a big buzzword in the mortgage industry. But going through that underwriting process, you know, to the point where you're actually making it to the title company.
So once
and closing on that mortgage.
So once you've started the process now, these are some things that you want to avoid doing during this process. And there's been some confusion on this because some people think that, you know, I've started the process, but they may not think about things like this.
Well, and I always encourage people, you know, come and see us before you start your process, because we might see something, you know, using a objective pair of spectacles, looking at your, you know, your personal financial situation. Because, you know, the first, I think probably the highest point that that we see the most often is debt consolidation. Now, that can mean a lot of different things to a lot of different people. You know, it's purely based on your personal financial situation. You know, maybe that means that you have some medical collections that are out there from, you know, a brief injury that you had or sickness, you know, that you've dealt with. You've bounced back now. You're doing much better. Maybe that means that you have a lot of credit card debt, you know, and you have a car that's paid off, you know, free and clear, and you're thinking about refinancing that to consolidate some debt. You know, whatever that means to you personally, that's what we want to help you discover your options when it comes to, you know, your mortgage and honestly, just your overall financial wellness.
So if you were during the process to do some consolidation of debt, how can that affect you though during the process of the mortgage process?
Well, depending on your personal situation, if you decided to consolidate debt and, you know, you use some money that might have been set aside for closing costs, you know, those figures that you receive up front, especially on a purchase, you know, scenario, those can kind of shore up, you know, once you get closer to closing, depending on how much, you know, prorations that you're getting back as far as taxes. My point being that there's many different variables that are at play.
Sure.
So consolidating debt during the process can either take monies away that you had earmarked for your mortgage closing, or possibly reconfigure your current debt to income structure to the point where it might not make sense, you know, to keep the current structure that you have.
Okay.
So that's the reason why, you know, I say avoid doing those things during the process, because sometimes I will tell you that they can be helpful at times. And most of the time your lender is going to walk through with you, as far as your options when you're considering consolidating debt or paying off debt. But my point is that make sure that you have an objective person that you can bounce your ideas off of. Especially, you know, we love to help people navigate their options and just be there to help them understand every option that they do actually have.
Good, good. I wanted to clarify that, make sure it was clear. All right, so what are some other things that you should avoid before or during the mortgage process, Cameron?
Well, one thing to avoid beforehand would be closing accounts. You know, this kind of goes back to the same mentality as far as consolidation of debt. So people will sometimes close accounts that have, you know, they've been open for years. They're just not using them anymore. Well, that can actually impact your credit score. You know, and with so many things being based on your credit, as far as maybe it's, you know, the interest rate, risk-based pricing, you know, how much that you're able to qualify for, whether or not you're able to qualify for, you know, your particular request or your desired amount. Closing those accounts can actually impact that score in a negative way, depending on, you know, what your FICO makeup looks like.
Okay. Well, that one makes sense. Another thing, what else do we have?
You know, new inquiries for different things. You know, I probably wouldn't recommend going out and buying a new car during the process. You know, things like cell phones, utility hookups. You know, I mentioned the car, you know, purchasing a new vehicle. All those things can actually impact your credit score before, and then they can impact your qualification during the mortgage process. So, just depending on what your makeup looks like.
So, if you're looking to purchase for the first time, you're going to change. You mentioned utilities. Maybe you're going to, you know, be looking at getting your utilities turned on at this new place, and so you're inquiring, I guess, about getting that. Might want to wait for that to happen until after you've closed. Is that what you're saying?
Not necessarily for the utilities. You know, those are more along the lines for, you know, prior to the process.
Sure.
So I apologize. I'm grouping some of these things together, you know, for time constraint purposes. But, yeah, that's a good clarification point.
Okay.
So looking at the utilities, you know, typically you're going to want to get those utilities no later than the day of closing.
Right.
You know, switched over to your name. Most utility companies are going to either contact your realtor, contact you personally, depending on what contact information was provided to them. And so, you know, that's definitely something that you'll want to kind of hold off until you're getting close to closing. Because honestly, you never know. But some people, like myself, you know, we like to be proactive.
We
like to get those things switched over.
Yeah. If you're just tuning in, talking with Cameron Morris, Director of Mortgage Sales with United Federal Credit Union, talking about some things to avoid before and during your mortgage process. So you mentioned, Cameron, new inquiries on your credit report. That would also include opening some new lines of credit. Now, some might think you mentioned that being proactive. You mentioned it's like, okay, we're gonna get this new home. We need to get some landscaping done. I'm gonna need to go out and buy a lawnmower or something. I'm gonna run over to my hardware store or whatever and apply for a credit card because I don't have enough money to get a new lawnmower and all the gardening supplies and stuff. So probably not a good idea to open a new line of credit either, because that's going to put a new inquiry on your credit report, right?
Exactly. I couldn't have said that better myself. Great example. You know, the things that pop into mind are things like that. Lawnmowers, furniture. You know, when you're getting the 24 months or, you know, however long the duration or period is of repayment with, you know, no interest on those furniture purchases.
Sure.
Those are things that you want to make sure that you're really truly thinking about. You know, I'm not talking about, you know, trying to be misleading to your mortgage lender by any means. What I'm doing is I'm trying to say these are the things that you would do, you know, before and during the process to help you kind of expedite your mortgage process.
Sure.
You know, because these are things that we all have to have in mind. And obviously everybody's budget is differently, and you have to make sure that those purchases are going to fit into your budget, you know, after you move into your new home. So these are things that are just, we want you to consider, you know, and honestly, we're always here. We're always open to talk over those options and help you navigate that process.
Yeah. All right. A couple other things to avoid before or during the mortgage process, Cameron. What are you got any other tips for us?
You know, I think probably, Ray, I'll jump right to the changes in your employment situation.
Right.
You know, talking with your lender at United about a potential impact and what that's going to mean, because it's not always going to be, you know, detrimental to the process, but it might be, depending on your situation. So anything where you're changing employment status or you're thinking about taking a new job, you know, because you're going to be moving, those are all things that you want to make sure that you're talking with your lender about so that they can help position your request in the best way. You know, obviously, you know, quitting your job or retiring during the mortgage process is not a good idea as far as using that income to show the ability to repay that mortgage, you know, over the lifetime of the loan. So as always, you know, come and talk to us first. We're more than happy to help you and kind of talk through the process.
Awesome. And so come and talk to them. So how can we go about doing that?
A great way to get in touch with one of our local mortgage lenders is unitedfcu.com/mortgage. This week, I wanted to highlight one of our newest additions to the team, Candy Coolidge, who's actually working out of our Niles, Michigan branch on 123 Sycamore Street in Niles. She can be contacted directly at 269-932-7291.
And again, the website one more time, Cameron?
It's unitedfcu.com/mortgage.
All right. Some good advice as always. Cameron Morris, Director of Mortgage Sales with United Federal Credit Union. That's Monday Morning Money Talk for this Monday. Cameron, you have yourself a great day, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you as well, Rick.